Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
We live in a revolutionary town. So on the show, we enjoy bringing you conversations with people who are continuing to work in that vein by revolutionizing their fields today. So we're launching an occasional series featuring such revolutionaries in the world of business. And we'll start with a self-identified hometown boy.
My name's Ben Fishman. I was born and bred in Boston. Some say I'm a sheltered human being because I've never really left Boston.
Fishman is founder of the Boston-based e-commerce site Rue La La. Now, if you haven't heard of the flash sales site, it might sound a little strange when I tell you that the name Rue La La can produce palpitations of joy in the hearts of the site's more than 6 million members. Every day at 11 on the website, the company unleashes new bargains on premium brands. Those deals stay up for a mere 24 hours, and people love it. Fishman helped launch Rue La La in 2008. 1 year later, it was acquired by another company for $350 million. Not bad for a man who doesn't even consider himself a fashionista.
I sort of wear whatever I can find. What I consider myself is I'm a pretty good student of the consumer. I'm a pretty good student of human behavior, and I can do a pretty good job of understanding what's going to make people react.
He first formed that understanding in 1993, when Fishman was an undergrad at Boston University.
So I'm sitting in the back of a lecture hall at BU, and as you look across the cascade of heads, everyone's wearing hats. Everyone. Why was this such a prized possession, and why couldn't it be more easily replicated? And that was the question I had.
Fishman answered it by founding Lids, the popular hats-only store that got its start at the Cambridge Side Galleria with just one kiosk. Lids grew to more than 350 stores with a cult following. So why stop at hats? Fishman likes to characterize himself as an accidental business hero, the average guy who just asked the right question at the right time. But clearly, he's more than that. Because the next business he founded didn't just put hats on college students' heads. Rather, it turned a core presumption of e-commerce on its head. Rue La La is a members-only fashion destination for discounted name brands. It was one of the first such sites that did something counterintuitive. It builds buzz by making it harder to buy. We talked about business and doing business in Boston when I went to visit Fishman at Rue La La's offices in Boston's Innovation District.
And the realization that I had about e-commerce was you can't simply take offline businesses and put them online and do it the same way and expect them to be successful. And so the idea we had through a bunch of twists and turns was we looked at the off-price world. We looked at Marshalls and TJ's and Ross and Century 21 or Filene's Basement, all those different type of stores. And they all serve this incredible purpose where they provided customers great brands at great prices. But they weren't enjoyable experiences. They were big, tough stores that you have to sort through the stuff to find.
And you have to love the thrill of the chase.
Everyone says it's a great treasure hunt. You know what? Most consumers like the treasure without the hunt. So we thought, can't this be a better strategy? Isn't there a better way to do this and not make it so down and dirty?
Okay, but I've got to ask you, though, because you did something that is, at first blush, totally counterintuitive, right? Because online retailers, they feel like we've got to draw eyes, we've got to draw clicks, we got to get people to put things in the cart. We have to do everything we can to pull traffic into the website. I mean, otherwise, what's the point?
Right.
But you guys did the opposite. You made it a member's
Well, the fatal flaw of Web 1.0, which is commonly referred to as the bubble bursting, the fatal flaw of 1.0 was the amount of money retailers or e-tailers were spending to acquire customers because they thought that was all that mattered, that you had to spend millions of dollars to get customers in the door. Our thesis was you have to create an incredibly compelling reason for customers to shop. And our compelling reason was basically about three values: creating urgency, creating virality, and creating scarcity. And the best way to get someone to come to do something is if they feel like it's a special place and they have to be invited to come. let's seed it to a group of people. Let's let a group of our friends know. Let's let a large enough group of people know about it so that virality can take over. So Rue La La is a model where you have to be invited to shop. The invitation comes from friends. So once you come in, we make sure that you love the experience.
So it didn't inhibit growth.
It was the only reason why in our first 6 months that we created the success we created. The virality was unbelievable. It was a feeding frenzy.
Well, let me ask you, though, because it seems, in retrospect, it's easy to say this for me, looking at what you guys have built here, that fashion as an industry was perfectly suited for this business model that you were launching, because the fashion industry in and of itself sort of trades on urgency, virality, and scarcity. That's why you have different collections coming out every season. Do you think that what Rue La La has done with fashion could actually be translated to other products?
So it already is. So Rue La La sells fashion. We have a terrific home business. We call it Living, in which we sell products for the home. And the model works the exact same way. All fashion is premium emotional brands that people want to be a part of. There are those same brands in every industry. Those same brands exist. There's the Four Seasons hotels. There's great getaways and sweet little cute little villas in New Hampshire. I think the model of membership that drives action through urgency, excitement, theater, scarcity, I think that is applicable to almost any industry.
Ben Fishman, tell me a little bit about doing business here in Boston. I mean, you could have basically, based on the success of the company and the way that it's grown, you could have picked up and moved anywhere.
Being in Boston, first of all, being in the heart of the city, being in Boston was very important to us. So our location today, we're in love with, because the growth and the inspiration and the excitement of the area that we are is almost mimics the brand that we've created. So we love that. We love surrounding ourselves with who we are and what we are. And I think this area does that. Boston itself, the amount of talent that exists in this city is just amazing. The amount of entrepreneurial talent, the amount of untapped fashion talent. So you have a place like New York that is, it's obvious that there's great fashion there. It's obvious that there's a bunch of great things there. It's also a very competitive market for hiring because it's so obvious. And in Boston, it is not a hotbed for, you know, there's not a lot of companies like Rue La La in Boston. And we've been able to leverage that and really find exceptional talent.
But there's a lot of talk, though, for people who maybe whose businesses are not as developed as Rue La La is, that Boston is kind of, in this day and age, a tough place to get started, you know, especially with really innovative ideas, because they can't quite shake loose the angel money that they need.
So I disagree. I think great ideas can get funded in anywhere. It may be that New York and the West Coast have the biggest concentration of venture firms now. All those guys are looking for is great ideas and great passionate leaders. So I've started two businesses. Both have been based in Boston. I have found literally only positives. I haven't found negatives. It is hard. The only thing that I would say is it is hard to recruit people from the West Coast to come to the East Coast, to come to Boston. So you have to believe that the talent that you need to run your business either is already in Boston or is within a 100 plus or 200 plus miles of Boston. The biggest complaint we get is the weather.
Okay, so my last question for you, maybe this is in the form of a little inspiration for budding entrepreneurs who might be hearing this. Can you tell me a story of a time where something didn't quite go as you had planned with Rue La La, and how'd you overcome it?
Nothing goes as planned. Every time we do something that doesn't go as we expect, the question is, what can you do? What opportunity did that create? For us, I define entrepreneurial environments not as... People confuse entrepreneurial environments and startups. An entrepreneurial environment, to me, is not chaos. Startups are chaos. Entrepreneurial environments are organizations that can very quickly make decisions, educated decisions, but very quickly make decisions, measure the success of those decisions, and pivot if they need to. The question that people asked me most commonly that I never knew how to answer when I talked about lids was, God, what a simple idea. Why didn't I do that? And I never knew how to respond to that. And I realized, maybe a year ago or so, the answer is simple. I just did it. I didn't think about it. I just did it. And the amount of incredible ideas that people have that they never execute upon is remarkable to me. It's remarkable. And if you just do it, so you fail. The amount you're going to learn in that failure is so valuable for your next thing. The only horrible idea, the only horrible decision is the ones that you don't do. And I am blown away by how many people have so many good ideas that they let just sit there and fester.
Ben Fishman is the founder of the Boston-based e-commerce site, Rulala.
Can't walk down the street in those.